This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello everyone from around the world, and thanks for joining us on another explosive episode of Baseball Outside the Box, the show that brings you the most innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds who love to challenge the status quo. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. I want to thank everybody on live Facebook. Thanks for joining. I know during the show you're going to be sending some messages. If you have any questions you have, matter of fact, we just had John Shakota, a good friend from Chicago. He just joined the show. If you have any questions about the show or our guests, just type them up on live Facebook and we'll try to get them answered. This is going to be a great show. We're doing the show live from the Media Group, Lineup Media Group Studios here in Chicago. Don't forget, if you want to join the show and you're a new listener, just go to baseballoutsidethebox.com, hit that iTunes Stitcher logo, and you could join the show. If you're a loyal listener and you really love the show, do us a favor. Give us a 5-star rating. That'll really help in progressing the show and getting the show out to a lot of people. We're on Twitter at Baseball Out. Send us messages on Twitter. We love interacting. It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of videos, tips about the game, long-term development. So check it out at Baseball Out. Now, today's going to be another exciting show. I'm telling you, we are so excited because this isn't just about baseball development. This is about life. So it's going to be life skills that we think you're really going to enjoy, that's important. We want all our listeners from around the world to really understand this. Our special guest, now we're going to be with the with Donald Hooton Jr., who's the president of the Taylor Hooton Foundation. Now you can go to taylorhooton.org. Again, taylorhooton.org. You can see, check out the website. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Donald, but the Taylor Hooton Foundation is a nonprofit organization leading a national campaign to educate youth and their adult influencers about the dangers of appearance and performance-enhancing drugs, including anabolic steroids, HGH, and unregulated dietary supplements. The things you will hear will blow you away. This is why this is so important, not just in baseball, but in all sports. We're going to obviously emphasize baseball here and where I learned about all this, because I was very naive, was when I was in Vancouver at the BC Baseball Coaches Convention, one of the best baseball conventions around the world. Donald Hooton Jr. was one of the presenters. He did an awesome job presenting this topic. So right now, what I want to do is I want to welcome Don to the show. Don, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, Peter. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be, it's going to be an exciting topic. It's going to be an important topic, I should say. Now, I want to let the listeners know that, you serve as president of Donald Hooton Foundation. In this capacity, Donald leads their organization, especially in the effort to drive our educational programs, like high school programs, middle schools, and universities across U.S., Canada, and Latin America. So it's not just in U.S. He also helps ensure that the message is current and relevant to today's young and people and their adult influencers. Along with his father, he founded the charity in 2004, just 1 year after the loss of his brother. He is committed to the appearance of performance-enhancing drug use among teens, young adults, and serving as a spokesman and role model as we fight this dangerous issue. Now, Donald, I know this is going to be a delicate topic, obviously. I think probably the best way to start this is to, talk about your brother and what happened, and then we'll go into the rest of the questions.
Absolutely, yeah. So, my younger brother Taylor, when he was 16 years old, was told by his coach that he needed to get bigger, stronger, and faster if he wanted to improve his chances of making the varsity team and further his career in baseball. And Peter, I mean, that's something, I had the opportunity to play Division I baseball, high school baseball. I played baseball growing up, and it's something in all sports we tell our young people, right? And we're just in a day of age where our kids are looking to achieve those goals in the fastest way possible. So what the coach didn't realize at the time was half of the guys on his team were using anabolic steroids. So Taylor quickly learned how they were achieving their goals of getting bigger, stronger, and faster, and you know, began purchasing anabolic steroids in order to achieve those goals. And you know, obviously, as a family, we saw some of the telltale signs of the anabolic steroid use, the acne, the explosive aggressive behavior, to even the depression. And you know, what we, you know, and what happened with Taylor was, after, you know, visiting multiple doctors, he was instructed to quit cold turkey. Now, what happens here, especially in a young man that's 16, 17 years old, your body, after accepting this artificial testosterone or anabolic steroids, is no longer producing natural testosterone. So when Taylor was instructed to quit cold turkey, he now had zero natural testosterone in his body. And one of the side effects of anabolic steroids, as many people know, is not only aggression, where people become extremely angry and have aggressive behavior, but the other side is depression. And sadly, as part of that depression, my younger brother took his life, and my mom was the one that found him. And, you know, it, and as a family, we put together a foundation in his name and are dedicated to educating young people and their adult influence about the truths of these drugs.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, till you dealt with that firsthand, you really don't realize, you know, what, you know, that the drugs can actually do all these things. And kids are trying, you know, like anybody else, they see, like you said, somebody else, they see somebody else getting better, and they were just as good. And tell us, what are these steroids do? Why can a player be a better hitter? What's the reason behind all that?
So the steroids aren't going to, the anabolic steroids isn't going to make somebody necessarily a better player. What anabolic steroids do, what they were designed to do, is increase muscle, right? So, and grow muscle rapidly. So the drugs were originally designed for people that would have a severe illness like HIV, AIDS, or cancer. Somebody that has this illness that their muscles are beginning to deteriorate. So these drugs would be prescribed in a very small dose to help people rebuild those muscles so they could live a normal, active life like you and I and fight that disease.
Sure.
But like every other drug that's out there, these drugs are abused. And when it comes to anabolic steroids, you know, they're using these drugs to gain muscle mass, to help those fast twitch muscles. And most importantly, you know, it helps these athletes recover faster. So what I always try to explain to people, and I've had tons of friends that have used these drugs, and I've had the opportunity to talk to both men and women that have used these drugs, is if you could imagine for a minute, you know, lifting weights and being very, very sore the next day, when people are using these drugs, they're able to lift those heavy weights the next day, be able to go in and do those same reps just because the drugs are helping repair those muscles and grow those muscles. So, you know, it definitely helps with recovery, strength, and speed.
Now, the one thing with players, and when it comes to education with players, coaches, and parents, because you got to educate all three in this, I would assume the scare tactic is the main thing, that this is so dangerous, because if they don't get scared, they're going to do them.
Yeah, and what we need to be able to talk to kids with, because, you know, Peter, what I've learned is this is just a topic that's not being discussed in our schools. But, you know, a lot of people see, you know, number one, the name is performance enhancing drugs. It gives nobody any, you know, any idea how dangerous these drugs can be. But what we're finding is most people don't realize what these things are doing to your heart and the heart damage that it's causing in the short term and long term. So the way I like to explain it to the young people is, you know, you're taking this muscle growing drug. You know, there's no argument these drugs work. But when you go to rest at nighttime, all of those other muscles that you've been working out all day are having a chance to rest. Well, your heart continues to beat. Your heart's a muscle. And these sorts of things lead to everything from heart disease, stroke, and heart attack.
Wow. Wow. And I mean, so basically we can call this an epidemic, and it sounds like a worldwide epidemic. It's not just a U.S. epidemic.
Yeah. So, you know, recent surveys tell us that over a million kids, and that's middle school and high school, that's male and female, and that's athlete and non-athlete, admit to using anabolic steroids. And, you know, the median age of initiation, somewhere around 15 years old. And
wow.
one of the things I always like to share with people, just to give them sort of real stories, is I was sitting at this desk that I'm talking to you today from, when a phone call came in from a gentleman that saw my father on TV. And, you know, he said, I love what you guys are doing. You know, please keep at it. But he wanted to confess that day that he knew for a fact that his best friend was injecting his 7-year-old son for Pee Wee football.
Wow. That's incredible. That is incredible. So tell us about now the Taylor Hooten Foundation. What did you start to do, and where are you now with this at this point? Because I know you've grown great strides.
So, you know, it's hard to believe. You know, I don't have any kids myself, but I couldn't imagine losing a child. But my father delivered our first program 6 weeks after my brother's funeral. And, you know, we're a Christian family, believe, you know, that there's a cause behind this, and there's a calling that we've been called to do. And, you know, it started out just delivering programs every here and there. And it ended up getting picked up by the Dallas Morning News. And then it was in the New York Times. And what really got us going was, if everybody can remember, the 2005 congressional hearings with Major League Baseball. And my father testified as an expert witness that day. And from that day forward, we've been working with Major League Baseball. They're our primary sponsor. You know, they now have the strictest testing protocols in all of professional sports. They're doing the most on education. And because of baseball, to this day, our program has been heard directly by over 1 million people here in the United States, Canada, and Latin America, from age groups all the way up from middle school, high school, college, and, you know, various athletic, education, and even doctors' associations.
Wow, that's outstanding. Now, we're talking to Don Hooten Jr. He's the president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, about the dangers of performance-enhancing drugs, including, you know, anabolic steroids, HGH, and unregulated dietary supplements. So you're also live on Facebook. If you have any questions for Don Hooten Jr., please write them up on the Facebook page, and we will ask him these questions. Now, I know that you've got, I believe, over 40 major league players also who have come on board.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm excited to tell you about that, Peter, because, you know, we believe education is necessary, and it's the most important thing that we can do for our young people and their adult influencers. But, you know, when you leave a school and, you know, you give them materials, it's, you know, they're on to their next class and will forget most of the information. So what we thought was, what can we do to inspire young people to want to live and compete performance-enhancing drug-free? So we trademarked the term All Me. And when you hear the term All Me, or you hear somebody say it's all me, when I'm competing, whether it's on the field, the wrestling mat, the court, whatever it might be, you're competing against me, not any sort of drug that I might be using. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, well, now that we have this All Me and we've built this All Me League, how do we get some celebrity power behind this to really inspire young people to want to do this the right way?
Sure.
And we reached out to Commissioner Seelig at the time, and, you know, we said, we want to put together an MLB advisory board of players that have done it the right way, that have made it to the pinnacle of baseball, and that did it the right way. And he said, sure. So we began contacting teams, and what we did was we asked one player from all 30 major league teams to voluntarily step forward. And what we've asked them to do is lend their picture. We give them All Me PED-free shirts, and they've signed a pledge. And you can go to our website, allmeleague.com, and you can download the pledge, and you can see all the 40 Major League Baseball players that we work with. But all 30 teams have a player, and through trades and all that sort of stuff, many of the players said, hey, even if I move to this team, can I still be a part of your advisory board? And we said, absolutely. So yeah, currently we have 40 Major League Baseball players that represent all 30 Major League Baseball teams.
That's incredible. I mean, to have those type of role models out there is going to help the program tremendously. Now, don't forget, our audience, allmeleague.com, and also check out taylorhooten.org. You'll get a lot of information on our topic here. I mean, you couldn't. If you go on the website, you will see so much information to help you out. Now, here's the thing, Don. You know, we've got to try to educate parents, players, and coaches in this aspect. If you're a parent, and you mentioned a little bit about it, you're a parent, give us again some of the areas that, you know, can kind of warn you that your son or daughter might be doing drugs they shouldn't be handling.
Absolutely. So when it comes to the anabolics or, you know, some of the dietary supplements on the market, some of the things that we noticed with Taylor was just this obsessive desire to work out, you know, starting to go to the gym two times a day and, you know, constantly looking at himself in the mirror and flexing. But some of the physical things that you might notice on the outside of the body is the body will begin to take on severe acne. About half of the users will experience what's called androgen-induced acne, where, you know, I saw it on Taylor, you know, his skin had turned to yellowish orange, but he'd begin getting these whiteheads, you know, big pimples that ran across his back and down his arms. And even today, when I work out in my gym, it's holidays or the summer, you know, you can see some of the kids that are coming into the gym on school break that are using these drugs. But other things to look for, you know, obviously the thinning of the hair can fall out, issues with the skin, the body will retain water. So you'll, you know, see a puffy face, puffy type neck, or even puffy wrists. And, you know, always keep your antenna up, you know, even with teenagers nowadays. I mean, we've all been there where, you know, you go through the extreme anger stage and then, you know, an hour later, you feel completely different, even sad. But with steroids, it's going to make that pendulum swing further. So, for example, my brother was asked to mow the yard one day, and mm-hmm. He went from just being extremely angry, no, I'm not going to go cut the grass. He went upstairs, and as a pitcher, he put his hand through one of the sheetrock walls of my parents' house. But 10 minutes later, came downstairs really upset and apologizing for his behavior. But you can see this behavior change pretty quickly. And it's definitely something you want to start looking for, you know, at our young people and at least starting the conversation with them about the dangers of these drugs before it is too late.
You know, and some of this isn't just about sports. As you said, it's about looks, you know, and it's about, you know, peer pressure too. And we're, now we got to talk about, I mean, I would assume some of this has to do with television too. You know, when you turn on a TV set, it is all about looks. It's about, you know, having the best thing. It's about being the best, looking the best. And a lot of it's not reality. So there's a lot of pressure on these kids outside of sports too.
You're right. And the top three reasons that our kids cite that they're turning to these drugs is, number one, they want to look better.
Right.
Number two, they want to feel better about themselves. And number three is to improve athletic performance. So most of the users today have no desire to compete, but it's to fit into what society is telling us we have to, you know, to look a certain way in order to fit in and be popular and be accepted.
Yeah, I would assume there's got to be a lot more commercials or, you know, maybe utilizing some of these major league players and commercials to counteract some of that marketing that's out there. I know it's all about products. That's the problem is you got products, you got celebrities pushing products. But something has to be done because we're not just, like you said, we're not just talking about athletes here.
No, you're right. And it's, you know, that's one of our beliefs behind the All Me League is to put these role models up on a pedestal and let these young people know that whatever it is they want to do in life, you know, they can do it. It's hard work. You've got to be dedicated to it. It's about your diet, but you can achieve whatever it is you want in your life, and you can do it drug free.
And what's nuts about this is there's plenty of examples, more than there are of people who are taking antibiotic steroids or any kind of steroids. There's so many examples of players. Let's just take Major League Baseball. How many great players are out that didn't use any of this stuff? And I don't want to, you know, mention names, but there's Hall of Fame people that didn't need to use it, you know, that didn't need to use it. They would have the same numbers.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And it's just, you know, the steroids aren't going to make anybody a better player. And you know, becoming the best you can be always comes through hard work, dedication, and staying focused on what it is your dreams are and what you love doing.
Absolutely. So education is the key, and I'm assuming education for parents right away, education for coaches. Now, if you're a coach and you've got a young person on in a sport, or you're a teacher, right? What's your recommendation there? You may see some of these things in the classroom or on the field or in practice. First of all, if you see them, what do you recommend a coach does?
You know, that's a great question, Peter. We get that often, especially about parents and stuff. This is a topic that 85% of our kids have never had a parent, teacher, or coach talk with them about. And, you know, especially as a coach and, you know, as a former player, you know, your coach becomes almost like a parental figure. And, you know, it's sitting down and talking to that young man or that young woman about, you know, why is this something that you want to do? Why is this a desire, you know, for you to turn to some of these products or these drugs? And what can I do to sit down and help? And one of the things we always tell coaches, especially today, is never instruct any of these kids to get bigger, stronger, or faster unless you are prepared to give them the nutrition program and the weight training conditioning program that they need to be on and be prepared to follow up with them. So you notice some of these kids will come back after a 3-month break and they put on 20 or 30 pounds and they're bench pressing more weight and they're way faster than they were. It's nearly impossible for the body to put on that sort of weight without drugs. So it's keeping your intent up for some of those things. But most importantly, letting the young people know, you know, your position on this, that, you know, it is against the rules and against the law. But outside of that, that they're here to help and, you know, help them achieve their goals, whether it's personal or through their sports and doing it the right way.
You're listening to Baseball Outside the Box. If you're live on Facebook or in the studios of the Lineup Media Group on our podcast, you're listening to Don Hooten Jr., president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation. We're talking about the dangers of performance-enhancing drugs. If you go to the website, which I think, you know, has a tremendous amount of information, taylorhooten.org, you can see what's called Hoot's Corner. You can listen or actually see real stories, upcoming events. They've got a lot of great information, how you could donate to help with the cause. Now, Don, here's the thing. I'm sure there's been coaches where they had the issue of, you know, they've started to realize that a young person might be doing something, you know, some steroids, and now they have to address that with the parents. That's another issue, isn't it? I mean, have there been situations where a coach has addressed that with parents and the parents deny it, or just don't want to believe it, or are they pretty sympathetic with that?
You know, that's a great question, Peter. You know, not being a parent myself, or, you know, haven't had really any experience coaching, you know, the parents are the first people that need to get involved. And I've heard stories where, you know, parents are actually providing their kids these substances, which,
wow,
obviously, shame on them, right? Shame on them. That's not typical. But I think any concerned coach, you know, that would sit down and talk with a parent, you know, and obviously getting a doctor involved, to let them know that, hey, there could be this substance use here. But at the very base of it, just getting the conversation started, and not to get these kids in trouble. Nobody wants to get them in trouble, but just, we care about you, we care about your health, and we want what's best for you. Let's get an understanding of why you're doing what you're doing and how can we help you.
Yeah, and you got to interfere, because you're talking about life and death here. We're not talking about a slight injury. And I have to be, you know, I have to admit, I'm in that category earlier that you mentioned of a coach who really didn't talk to players about, you know, these issues. And I'm just surprised it hasn't been out sooner than what the foundation started. And I guess, you know, for years, you know, that, you know, a lot of people have been covering this stuff up, and it's great that you're doing this. What kind of caught me also was, Don, was you're talking about, not just steroids, but some supplements. So talk about these dietary supplements. Well, let's back up a second.
Yeah.
Talk about how these kids getting these steroids.
So I can tell you, my brother was purchasing his at the local YMCA, which any parents that are listening would think, you know, that's probably the safest place I could send my young person to work out. But even today, I mean, you know, any of the gyms, you go in there and you get to know some of the guys and the gals that are in there that you can tell that have been using these types of drugs. They get to know these people and, you know, find access to a dealer that way. Scary. I mean, you can purchase a lot of this stuff online. You know, it's highly illegal. It is a controlled substance here in the U.S. You know, so selling, possessing it is a felony. But they're very easy to access. And if you ask any young person or, you know, you get to know some of these people, they'll tell you it's one of the easier drugs to get your hands on.
That's incredible. Well, I'm glad. I'll tell you what, God bless you for what you're doing. You know, you talked about dietary supplements. So address that issue because, you know, that's something that I was definitely not familiar with. I mean, dietary, I mean, I know people want to get skinnier, so they use those supplements, but why are they so dangerous?
So, you know, let me try to do the best way I can explain this on a podcast. You know, sure. Anything that's labeled a dietary supplement in the eyes of the FDA is not a food. And you have some manufacturers out there that are intentionally or maybe unintentionally contaminating or spiking their products with banned substances. So what the experts tell us is about 25%. So one in every four products that you can purchase over the counter or even purchase online will be spiked with a banned or illegal substance. And we've heard everything from Viagra to anabolic steroids to rat poison. And one of the stories I always like to share is I had about a 3-week speaking tour where I was, you know, traveling around the country, talking to middle schools, high schools, and colleges. And I continued to have people ask me about this product that they were using. And they're like, Don, have you seen it before? I said, no, I've never seen it before. And ultimately called one of the companies that we've partnered with, NSF Certified for Sport, which I'll talk about in a minute. And what we found was that the product tested positive for meth-like compounds. So there was over 100 products on the market at the time that had meth in it. And, you know, you had young people buying this, you had adults buying this, you had parents buying this for their kids, and they have no idea because it's not listed on the label. And because there's such loose regulations, there's no body like the FDA that is overlooking this industry to ensure what's on the label is what you're putting in your body. So what I want to recommend everybody do that's listening is visit nsfsport.com. What NSF Certified for Sport does is they batch test products to ensure that they're free of banned substances. And they're also partnered with Major League Baseball. So any Major League Baseball player that's going to go purchase a product has to have the NSF Certified for Sport logo on that product to ensure that that product is free of banned substances. Because one, you know, obviously they're concerned about their health, but two, you know, you don't want to get a positive test over a protein powder or a pre-workout that you might be using.
Sure. So you're talking about also regular supplements too.
Yeah. Any nutritional dietary supplement that you can find on the shelf, as long as it's labeled dietary supplement, you know, you can be assured that, you know, nobody's testing it unless you see that NSF Certified for Sport logo.
All right, we will have on our show notes all three websites for our audience listening all over the world and also on Facebook Live. You're listening to Baseball Outside the Box. Don't forget, email us at info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. Yeah, send us your questions. Any question you might have, we'll answer it as quick as possible. Go to our website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. Join the show. We will send you updates every time there's a new show up. This is all about educating parents, coaches, and players. And we are thrilled to continue our talk with Don Hooten Jr., president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation. We're talking about the dangers of performance-enhancing drugs and a lot more. We'll continue our talk right now with Don. Don, I noticed also that not just Major League Baseball, but you're talking about the NFL, the NHL, they're all part of the Taylor Hooten Foundation.
Yeah, so, you know, all of those leagues have been very, very supportive of our message and believe in the work that we're doing and know how important it is that, you know, we are out there talking with young people, you know, about this issue. Because as I said before, this isn't an issue that's typically covered in schools. So we've developed an in-school program that schools will bring us in all over the country, all over North America, to deliver. It's a 60-minute multimedia. It's an exciting program. You know, a lot of people say, wow, the kids are really, really engaged. And I said, it's a topic that they're interested in and, you know, that they want to know more about. But all these organizations truly believe, I mean, it's got to start educating them at a young age.
Well, you know, I wish everybody would take that approach. You know, first of all, you're an engaging person. I listen to you speak. You do an awesome job. And you understand that when you're talking to young kids, that in order to get them to learn, it's got to be, you know, even though it's a serious topic, but there still has to be a way to engage them to keep them interested so that way they do learn. And we're you're reaching them as young as what? How young are you talking about?
You know, typically we try to, you know, stick with middle school kids, you know, typically young, like 10, 11 years old. You know, we find we've done programs with kids younger than that. But what we find is it's really hard to connect with them that age because they really don't understand.
Sure.
But they'll start seeing it by the time they're in late middle school and high school.
And your goal's got to be to be in every school in the U.S.
Yes, our goal is to try to get in front of every young person in the U.S. that we possibly can. And you know, if anybody that's listening is interested, we do have programs on our website. If you do come by or you know send me an email, we'd love to find a way to bring a program into your community.
Yeah, give your email out now, then we'll put it on the show notes.
Sure. My email is Donald, donald.hooton, and that's H-O-O-T-O-N, and that's at taylorhooton.org. So TAYLORHOOTON.ORG.
Now, Don, this is a Taylor program because I'm assuming you can't be at every school, but it's a Taylor program that you have certain speakers that go to the schools?
Yeah, so each program is custom built for obviously the age of the audience. And yes, we have four speakers that are actively out delivering programs. And last year we delivered over 200 programs here in North America and Latin America.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, we are coming to the end. I know we could be talking about this for a long time. If you just joined us, we're on with Don Hooton Jr., president of Taylor Hooton Foundation. His brother, unfortunately, very sadly, due to anabolic steroids, took his life. And obviously that spurred the family on to do something about this unbelievable epidemic, which it is an epidemic. You know, we talked about not just in the U.S., but all over the world. And they are doing a fantastic job with the nonprofit organization and educating, you know, young kids, parents, and coaches as young as possible to let them understand the dangers of anabolic steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. So if you can, go to the website. If you want to help also, go to taylorhooton.org. We'll have everything on our show notes. Now, I know we've missed some things. You know, I've tried to, you know, and we do have a listener calling, but we're going to have to put them on hold. Give our audience, there's something we missed out there that we needed to talk about, what you want to tell our audience out there. And again, we're in every country, all over the world, and obviously all over the U.S. Tell them a little bit of anything we might have missed here.
Yeah, I mean, if I can summarize anything, you know, when it comes to our young people today, they're very impressionable. They want to strive to be their best, but our young people today want it to happen and happen quickly. And, you know, as adults and as leaders, we need to, one, be talking with them about this topic and letting them know that whatever their physical goals are, you know, for me, I've always struggled with my weight, right? So there's people that want to lose weight. There's others that struggle to keep weight on, right? And, you know, they're looking to whether it's put on muscle or find ways to gain weight. There's resources out there and you can find them on our website or you can send us a link through, you know, through our website, our contact form. But there's people out there to help educate your young people on how to do that the right way through proper nutrition. But it's also just before recommending to any young person to take a dietary supplement, please understand what their nutritional needs are, why they're taking that product. And if they have to have something and you're going to purchase it, be sure that it's certified through NSF, certified for sport. But this is definitely an epidemic that's going on. Don't think that this isn't going on in your kid's school or even in your home. You know, it's just something we need to be on the lookout for. And most importantly, continuing to talk to our kids about this, just like we do with other drugs.
Yeah, and so it is important that especially our coaches in all sports, I know there's a baseball show, but I'm sure we got coaches that teach other sports that really take this serious and talk to the athletes and parents especially. We got a lot of parents on the show. Talk to your kids about this as early as possible. And you know what's great is the Taylor Hoon Foundation is a hotline also. I mean, you're there for anybody, anytime, and sometimes, you know, kids need to reach out to somebody right away. So go to the website. You know how to reach Don. Do it right away. Don, it's been a pleasure. I want to thank you and your family for what you're doing for young kids in this country and around the world, and making sure that we're educated in this unbelievable epidemic when it comes to our young kids.
Thank you, Peter, for giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Awesome. And hopefully we'll have you back. Listen to all our loyal listeners out there. Thanks for being life learners by listening to the show that educates others in the game. In all aspects of the game. We created this podcast to help coaches, players, and parents in the game of baseball to spread the word so others can gain more knowledge. One way is to forward our tweets. We're on Twitter at Baseball Outside the Box. Our website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. Join the show there. You know, just go to Stitcher and iTunes, and we will send you updates on the show. You can listen. You know, what's great about podcasts, you can listen to shows while you're walking your dog, exercising. You name it, anywhere you're at, even when in your car, just don't put your headphones on in your car. Listen to it like you would your radio. I don't think it's good driving with headphones on. Send us an email, info@baseballoutsidethebox.com, anytime you like. And remember, coaches' education is the key to building the foundation of our sport. So keep getting smarter by listening to the show that interviews baseball's best coaching minds with innovative thoughts that like to challenge the status quo. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Have a great coaching day and see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.